Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. Thank God for blessing us with another day. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and so we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God today, amen, that God is the only one that can make a day. Man can take credit for a whole lot of things, but he cannot make a day. So we say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Pray that everyone has experienced God's new mercies on today. Songwriter said, morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I have needed, God's hand has provided. And so we thank God for his grace and his mercy. I'm trusting God that you've experienced some new mercies on this morning. I'm trusting that God has woken you up with a finger of love this morning. I thank God that he stationed the angel beside your bedside all night long and didn't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon you. And so we thank God that even while we slept and slumbered, amen, God allowed our involuntary life to go on, amen. The inhaling and the exhaling, the blinking of the eyes and all of those things that kept us alive, amen, while we were in our sleep. We thank God, amen, and he keeps us, amen. He takes care of every need that we have, even while we are asleep. And so we say, to God be the glory. We just want to give God all the praise and the honor this morning, because truly he's worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same. His name is worthy to be praised. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you this morning, God, because you've been mighty good to us. Somebody said he brought me from a mighty long way. Somebody said he turned my life around. Somebody said he's been shelter in the time of storm. Somebody said he's been peace, amen, in the time of storm. And so we thank him for being God and being God all by himself. And so we want to read a psalm of invocation, which is Psalm 24. It says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence, keep silence before him. Amen. I'm going to ask if we'll get morning prayer from Reverend Sykes. Good morning, Reverend Sykes.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. All wise and eternal God, our Father, it is with thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude, Father, that we come this morning, thanking you for being a God of all comfort, thanking you for your loving kindness and your faithfulness unto us. And Father, we thank you for the joy and the peace, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we thank you for being a prayer-answering God. God, we thank you this morning, Father God, for the many miracles that you have performed and yet the miracles
yes,
that you
Lord.
Will perform. Father, you are our refuge and our strength. You are very present help in times of trouble. And so, Father, we're leaning and we're depending on you, Father God. And, Father God, we pray this morning for mankind everywhere this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we lift up in prayer this morning those that are in Kentucky and Illinois and Tennessee and Arkansas and the other states that were affected by the tornadoes,
mm-hmm.
oh God. And Father, we ask that you would comfort and strengthen those families, Father God. Oh God, we pray for all families this morning that are near and far. And Father, we know that you specialize in things that seem impossible. And God, we just ask that you would allow your healing hands to rest upon
yes,
your people this morning. And we know, God, that you are yet still working in the lives of your people, Father. And so, Father, we say thank you this morning. You
thank
are
you,
more than this, God. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise because you are worthy to be praised on this morning, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
And Father God, we look to you this morning, Father God, because you are the, oh God, the author and the finisher of our faith this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we love you and we adore you this morning. And we're so grateful, Father God, that we're able to have this opportunity and this time, Father, to come, oh God, before you this morning, Father God, and to communicate with you, Father God. And Father, we need a touch from you this morning, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So the hearts and the spirits of mankind this morning, Father, and continue to lead, guide, and direct us in our lives, Father God. Because we need you, God. We can't make it without you, Father. You are an all-sufficient God, and we know that you're able to do anything but fail because there is no failure in you, Father. And so,
no.
Father, this morning we say to God, be the glory for the great things that you have done in all of our lives and the great things that you will do in our lives, Father God. And we don't take it for granted, Father God, that we're able to move about, Father God. But we thank you for the strength, God, that you have provided for
yeah.
us to be able to live and to move and to have our very being in you, oh God, this morning. And so, Father God, we bless your name and we praise your name on this morning. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations
mm-hmm.
of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thanks, Reverend Sykes, for fervent prayer. Amen. We know just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. And we thank God for allowing us to be able to talk to him, communicate with him, and to be able to let him know all about what's going on, amen, in our lives. And we're grateful to God, amen, for just being a God, amen, that understands, amen. Sometimes we get in situations where folk just don't understand. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about, amen. And sometimes, amen, they try as hard as they can, but for some reason, amen, they just don't understand. And so we thank God that he's an understanding God and that he knows all about our situation. He knows all about our struggle and he knows all about our troubles. And we thank God, amen, that he understands, amen. But nobody else understands. God understands. And we want to sing a song this morning, amen. The song that let us know, amen, that in spite of all the things that are going on in this world and in our lives, that God is still faithful. And that is a hymn or a song that is in 153 in our hymnal. And it's entitled, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And the first verse is, Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning in thee. And it goes on to say, Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou shalt forever will be. And the refrain of the chorus is, Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And so we got up this morning, and that song was one of the songs that God put in our heart and our spirit, amen, to realize that down through the years, I don't care how old or how young you are, that God has been faithful and that God has provided for us every morning. If you think about that, amen, every morning that you have lived on this earth, amen, every morning that you were in your mama's womb, amen, God provided you and thy mercy. And so it's one of the songs that we would sing when we were in seminary. And the music teacher would allow us to be able to sing a verse, amen, and describe what it meant to us, amen. And basically what everyone would come to the conclusion is that in spite of what was going on in their lives or what they've been through, God was faithful, and that everything that they needed, somebody say, everything I needed, God's hand has provided. And so we say the glory to God, be the glory for the great things he has done and his faithfulness. So let us just sing a little bit of that this morning. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thou hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto me. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for being so faithful. God, we thank you for providing all our needs. God, we thank you for whenever we needed you, God, you were there. God, we thank you, God, that down through the years we can look back over our lives and see just how faithful you it is. You were, God. God, we thank you that you have been there every step of the way. God, through every up and every down, you have been faithful. God, when we didn't deserve it, God, your grace and your mercy kicked in. And so we say, God, we thank you, because truly great is thy faithfulness. It was your great faithfulness, God, that brought us from a mighty long way. It was your great faithfulness, God, that has kept us in the midst of the storm. God, it was your great faithfulness, God, that wiped the tears from our eyes. It was your great faithfulness, God, that healed our body time and time again. God, it was your great faithfulness that kept us with a peace of mind. Oh, somebody ought to say glory to God. It was God's great faithfulness, amen, that put roof over our head and gave us every meal that we had and every breath that we was taking. God's faithfulness, amen, has blessed us, and we thank him for his faithfulness unto us. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Somebody ought to say, glory, God, I thank you for your mercy on this morning. God, I might not be moving as fast as I used to move. God, I might not be in the place that I want to be, but I thank you, God, that no matter where I am, you said that you would never leave me nor forsake me. God, we thank you for your faithful this morning, God, that fed us this morning, God, that gave us water this morning, God, gave us the activity of our limbs. We were able to wake up this morning because your mercies were new today. They wasn't old from yesterday, but we got some brand new mercies, and we say thank you, God, for your great faithfulness toward all of us. Oh, for about 5 seconds, let's give God a sacrifice of praise. I know you've been a long week, I know you've gone through some ups and some downs. I know you've had some struggles. I know you had some weary days and some weary nights. I know you had some aches and pains. I know you had some trouble in your mind. But just for a few seconds, just give God the glory. Just give God the praise. Just give God the honor, because truly he's worthy. I said he's worthy of all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And so we thank God today, amen, that we can celebrate today, that God has been faithful morning by morning. Is that all right? Somebody say, I know that's right. Yeah, we thank God for his great faithfulness toward all of us. We're going to go to our worshipers this morning. Anyone wants to say thank you, God, for being faithful morning by morning? We're going to go to our first worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. Good morning, all of God, Baptist Church. Yes, Lord, all I have ever needed, thy hand has provided.
Hallelujah.
Testimony of what God can do and what he has done for me, my family, and the things that only God could have done, he has done. His word never changes. And I thank God for his faithfulness in our lives this morning. It feels good to wake up and, as you always say, in your right mind.
Yeah.
Right proportion of health. All the things that we need, he has provided. It may not be all the time the way we want it, but we can always look back and just say, thank you, God.
Thank
you,
God.
Thank you for your faithfulness. It's good to be back and moving around and doing things, and as time goes, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Thank God for all of your love, all of your prayers. It has paid off in our lives at a time like this. And I thank you all, and I thank God for allowing me to have the opportunity to be associated with a church that is faithful, a pastor and first lady that is faithful. And God knows I love you with all my heart this morning. I love God. And I know he loves me. You all be safe. Do the things that you know that's right as far as these masks and keeping yourself safe. Because this thing is not over with. And the devil is still out there that's seeking to see who he can destroy. But we know better. We know who's in control of our lives and our lives. So we must be obedient to God and ourselves. You all have a blessed week, and God loves you, and so do I.
Yeah.
Good morning, heart of God. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. God bless all of you. Yes, great is thy faithfulness, all mercies I see. And this morning, for some reason, the 23rd Psalm has been on my mind. On my heart, I'll say, in my spirit all morning. So I think I want to share that with you all this morning. And thank God for another day. I thank him for watching over me last night. And as Pastor was saying, your old bodies, they began to feel a little weaker. But some way, God is there, and he continues to bless you to keep moving. And I thank him for that. Yes, and the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I'm going to take that hash of scripture with me today and the rest of the week. And I kind of ask you all to as well, because he is our shepherd. And we have to know and appreciate his faithfulness. Because without it, where would we be? I love the Lord, and I love all of you. It's been a little rough since the 13th of October, but God is good. He's making me stronger and letting me know that he makes no mistakes. So you all continue to pray for me and my family, and I will continue to love and pray for you. God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741, 1741. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God. Good morning, Pastor Kason, First Lady Kason, the Heart of God Baptist Church. Truly God is good. His mercies are truly good. He is a faithful. He is a good God. He never fails. I thank God that he is true to his word. No matter what happened, God is always there, and you can depend on him. And in Psalm 91, it said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Hallelujah. And I can make it personal, because, Lord, you've been my dwelling place. You have been my hope. You've been my strong deliverer. You've been my healer, and you've been my shield. And truly, God is all these things. So I praise him this morning. I praise God for his word that keeps me strong, even when I go through sickness and even when I go through trials and tribulations and whatever God want to send me through, his word brings me out. And I praise God this morning. I praise him because I'm able to get on this line this morning and talk about the goodness of him and talk about how good he been unto me. So I praise God this morning because truly he's been a blessing unto me. And in spite of what it looks like, feel like, be like, God is still God. And I give him all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, because you've been mighty good unto me, Father. And you haven't dealt with me according to my sins and my iniquities. But you've given me a little more grace, a little more patience, a little more understanding. You've given me a little more love. And so for that this morning, I am truly grateful this morning, Father. Thank you for every hand that you have touched. Thank you for everybody that you looked on, oh God. Sometimes we think we're bad, but when we look around and we see the conditions of other people, our heart goes out to them. And truly our hearts moan this morning for the other states, for our other people that are around us, for the other people that live with us in other places where we know them or not. When we think about what they went through in the storm Friday night and how they, during that time of night, we were sleeping, but so many of them was crying out for the mercies of God. And so you can't help but think about God and his mercy and how he touched. In spite of, we don't worry about things, because God can give us more things. But we think about lies and the people that are hurting this morning because of the lies. And we pray that God will be that comforter unto them, that God will be there in the time of need. And he is the only person that can strengthen, heal, and comfort. And so we keep the other states, the other people that God allowed to experience some hardship. In this life, we're going to have some good days, and we're going to have some bad days. But God is still faithful, and he's still good. He's still loving, and he is still kind. He's still forgiving, and he's still merciful. So I thank God. I thank God for your prayers, And I thank God for the heart of God. And I just pray that you all continue to pray for me, continue to pray for one another, and continue to pray for this nation and this world, that God will keep us strong in him. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits. 4629, 4629, good morning. 29, must be listening in. We go to our First Lady this morning, my First Lady.
Good morning, heart of God. Yes, great is our faithfulness. And God has been great, and he has been faithful to Heart of God Baptist Church. We are still here, and I am standing on his promises and his faith, my faith within him. And my hope is built on nothing less than his love and his faithfulness for all of us. And I just pray that everyone have a blessed week. I want you to know that I love you and I miss you all. And great is our faithfulness. Have a blessed one.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, Lions 4 Digits 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly this morning, I'm so grateful. I'm mighty grateful. For the Lord has spared me another day. And I'm truly grateful that he has always, always made a way for me. And so I thank God this morning for his faithfulness. I've learned how to be content. Regardless of my circumstances that I might encounter in life, because God is a faithful God, and he never ceases to amaze me. And so this morning, I'm just gratefully, overly joyed, overly rejoicing, because God is such a good God. He's such an awesome God. He's such a mighty God. He's such an amazing God. And God is just true to his word. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Mm.
And so I just thank God this morning for his love, for his goodness, for his mercy, for his peace. I thank God for the strength that he provides to me each and every day. I thank him for my church family and my pastor and first lady. I thank him for the Heart of God Baptist Church family and my family, because God is truly amazing. And I just thank him. I bless his name. And I praise his name, because without God, I am nothing. We are nothing. But with God, all things are possible if we only believe. And so I trust him with my life. I believe God. And I know that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think of him, according to the power that worketh within us. And that power is the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I just thank God this morning for the opportunity just to be able to say, Lord, I thank you. Just to be able to say, hallelujah, I bless your name and I praise your name on this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice, we shall rejoice, and be glad in it. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, everyone, and have a blessed day and a blessed week, and stay safe.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worship. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayson, First Lady, and the Heart of God family. I just want to say God is good. God is good, not sometimes, but all the time. He might not be there when we want it, but he knows the right time. And I just thank the good Lord for being in my life And I'm sure that you all are glad that he's in your life also. So he's always there for us. And all we have to do is believe and have faith. And he will be there. And he will show us his works. We have seen his works so over and over and over. And he continuously show us his work. And I just thank the good Lord for allowing all of us to be here today. And pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be here next week when it's around your birthday time, dear Lord. So to God be all the glory and bless everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you for your testimony this morning. We thank everyone for truly it's a blessing, amen, to be able to hear what the Lord is doing and has done in everyone's lives. And your testimonies help to encourage us. Someone might be going through this week, and someone can encourage someone else as they go through. And that's the thing about God and his spirit, amen. He knows what to say and when to say it, how to say it. And he knows how much we can bear. And he allows his word and his spirit, amen, to come in and to minister to us through each other, through his word. And so we thank God for everyone's testimony this morning. We thank God for everyone who is tuning in by whatever means they're tuning in to, whether it's on the phone, whether it's through the internet, whether it's through social media. We just want to thank you all for continuing to pray and continue to support our ministry, the ministry of the Lord and Heart of God Baptist Church. And we thank God how he continues to bless us over and over and over again. And we know, amen, without a shadow of a doubt, amen, God will continue to provide all of our needs. And so we want to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to continue to pray for the sick, the shut-in, the bereaved, the homeless families. We want to continue to pray for our first responders, those that are ministering to those that were affected by the tornadoes that occurred on Friday evening. We want to continue to pray for all of the churches that are open in the name of Jesus all over this world. Continue to pray for our congressmen and women, and continue to pray for our president and vice president. Continue to pray for caregivers, and continue to pray for our children and our youth and our school teachers. Just continue to pray for men, women in uniform all over this world that are standing in the gap and keeping us safe. We just want to continue to pray for each other. We know that sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down. We know that God will continue to intervene on our behalf and continue to allow us to be able to go on just a little while longer. So we are grateful to God for all the things that he has done and all the things that he's continuing to do for us collectively and individually. So we pray that you allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. As we go through, we call it holy and holiday season, as we reflect on the year's end, as we get ready to come, Lord willing, to a new year, amen, about all the new mercies that God had provided us through the year 2021. So let us look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another day. We thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to experience your new mercies on today. Father, we thank you for how you have continued to watch over us and how you continue to provide all our needs. God, we thank you that as we lay down last night, that you didn't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us. But oh God, early this morning, you touched us with a finger of love, and our eyes came open, God, and we were able to see a brand new day. Father, we thank you that when we arose, we had the activity of our limbs, and oh God, we were able to clothe ourselves, and we're in our right mind. And oh God, we thank you, God, that the blood was still running warm in our vein, and we were able to lift up your name and say thank you, because truly it was only you that have made that day and this day. And so we say thank you, God, for the day that you have made. We thank you, God, for the mercy that you have provided us on today. God, we thank you for the food that you have allowed to put on our tables. And God, we thank you for the shelter that you have allowed, oh God, to be over our head. And again, we thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. And God, we thank you for our family and our friends and our loved ones. And oh God, even though we've had sickness and even though we've had loved ones who have been promoted to glory, God, we thank you, God, that even in the times of these, God, we have a God that's understanding, a God that knows, a God that will ease our troubled mind, that will soothe our troubled mind, that will help us in the nights when we're lonely and when we're going through, a God that will wipe the tears from our eyes, and a God that will help heal our hearts and help us to understand that you make no mistakes, and, oh God, that you're true to your word, that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And so, God, we thank you today. God, we thank you for our children and our children's children. God, we thank you, God, for the loved ones of Heart of God Church. We thank you for our family and friends near and far. God, we pray that you will continue to provide all of our needs, God, that whatever we stand in the need of, God, we continue to pray that your hand will provide. And, oh, God, we thank you that you have been faithful. God, we thank you that we can understand for sure, God, that you are true to your word, God, that you are a promise keeper, God, that whatever your word said is true, God. And so we thank you, God, as we speak your word, as we pray your word, God, we can have a confidence and assurance, God, that you are true to your word. And, oh, God, that whatever you said, that you will accomplish it in your time and in your way. So, God, help us to surrender our will over to your will. God, help us spirit-minded and help us to understand, God, that your ways are not our ways, God, and your thoughts are not our thoughts, God. But ultimately, you know what's best for us. And hallelujah, God, because you know what's best for us, because you know our every waking moment and every sleeping night, because you know what's best for us, God, we thank you, God, today. Oh, God, that you look beyond our faults and saw our needs. And, oh, God, that whatever we stand in the need of, you have continued to give us. And so, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that even in the midst of the midnight hour, God, you'll come see about your child. God, in the midst of the trials and the tribulation, you'll come and ease our troubled mind. God, we thank you today, God, that you are a way maker, that you are a heart fixer, that you are a heavy load bearer, that you are a way maker. And so we say thank you today, God. God, continue to bless this world. Continue to bless those that are on every side of this world, God. Whatever they stand in the need of, God, we pray, God, that you would provide someone there, God, that you would continue to station angels and people around us, show of your love and your kindness, your grace and your mercy. And, oh, God, when we get down, we pray, God, that you would continue through your spirit to give us a spirit of praise. A spirit of praise, God, that we will praise you, that in spite of it all, God, we would recognize that you're worthy to be praised. Oh, God, the songwriter said from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, that your name is still worthy to be praised. And so, God, help us to be a worthy children of yours, God, that we would praise a worthy God that has provided all of our needs. And so, God, we give you thanks in advance for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you're going to continue to do. So, God, we pray these and all other blessings in the precious and almighty name of Jesus, who is the Christ, and our spiritual soul says amen, amen, and amen. Thank God, amen, for being a prayer answering God, for teaching us how to pray, teaching us how to lean and depend on him, continuing to give us a praise in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the tribulation. We say glory to his name. Amen. Amen. We are grateful for God for blessing us with his word. And as we again come to the end of the year and as we celebrate the birth of Christ, there is a word that God has given us, and we thank God for his word. And as we look in his word today, we want to be mindful, amen, that we live in a time, amen, where there's a need for continual spiritual warfare. And even as we go toward the end of the year as we come off the heels of Thanksgiving and as we go into the Christmas season, as we enter into a new year, that spiritually, amen, we need to draw strength from God to be able to experience and to be able to celebrate the way God has given us the privilege and has given us the opportunity, and to realize that the enemy of God, amen, wants to try to keep you hopeless and try to keep you down and try to keep us depressed. But we are careful, amen, to study the word of God to let us know that there has been joy given to this world, amen. And as we look at the word of God, and we're going to look at Ephesians, the fifth chapter, and we're going to look at Luke, the second chapter, and we're going to look at Psalm 100, that there is a ways to fight a spiritual warfare, because believe it or not, amen, the enemy is already defeated, but he wants us to not act like we are victorious, and he will come and throw anything and everything at us, amen, so that we will forget to celebrate and we will forget to act victorious. And so we want to invite your attention to the second chapter of the book of Luke. And Luke tells a story of the birth of Christ. And we want to make sure, amen, that we never forget what Christmas is all about. So as you look at this second chapter, and we've read this chapter before, we read verses 1 through the whole entire chapter, but I want to look at verse 10, and we want to see where God says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And it shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And in verse 13 it says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And we look at this particular scripture in a way where these people who were celebrating Christmas were encouraged by an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts to praise God. Surrounding the birth of Christ, there were angels and there were heavenly hosts that were encouraging the shepherds and those that were in this moment celebrating the birth of Christ, that they should praise God and give glory to God. Even though they might have been working, even though the shepherds might have been in the field, even though they might not have been the most ideal situation, the angel of God encouraged them. You look at verse 8 and 9, it says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid." And so the angel of the Lord is there, and this great multitude of the Lord is there to encourage us in times of trouble, in times of where we might be afraid, in times where we might be emotionally weak. The angel of the Lord, the Spirit of God, the multitude of God's people, the multitude of the heavenly hosts, encourage us to praise God. And that's one of the things that spiritual warfare teaches us, that even in the midst of our trial, in the midst of our tribulation, in the midst of our emotional or physical weakness, in the midst of our going through, in the midst of the weary days, amen, that have a tendency to come, that there is a solution for this, and that is praising and glorifying God. And God has given us down through the years the ability to sing songs. And as we sing our songs every Sunday, as we sing our songs every day, what it does is it allows us to give God glory and give God praise in the midst of what we're going through. And that sustains us spiritually. In other words, wherever you might be, whatever the situation you're going through, God has given us through the power of his Spirit to be able to sustain, to be able to endure, to be able to survive and thrive in the midst of the going through. But the enemy of God, amen, wants you to stay in your pity party. He wants you to look at the negative. He wants you to look at the things that are wrong. He doesn't want you to look at the things that are right. He doesn't want to look at you, look at the things that are still constant with God. He wants to look at you to look at the inconsistency. He wants you to get into a funk that when you should be celebrating, you're down or you're depressed or you're feeling lonely or you're feeling left out or you're feeling like you just don't feel like giving God the praise or you just don't feel like yourself. And if you're real this morning, you might as well say amen. There are times in the morning, there's times in the evening, there's time throughout your day, there's time throughout your week, there's times throughout the year, amen, where you feel like, amen, you just can't make it. You feel like you don't want to go on. You feel like you just want to give up. You feel like you're frustrated and you're stressed out and you've got things on your mind that you want to do, but you don't feel like doing. There's things, amen, that are going on in your family. There's things that are going on in your physical life. There's things that are going on in your job, and you just feel like, amen, saying, I don't feel like dealing with it. I can't deal with it. I don't even feel like praising. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like giving God the glory because I just don't feel good. If I got some real people this morning, you might as well say amen. Amen. But God understands us. It is he who made us and we not ourselves. And so when we get to those times in our lives, amen, where we're just not feeling it, and sometimes you need to tell God, I'm just not feeling it. God, I don't know what it is, what I'm going through. I know I should be praising you. I should be giving you the glory and the honor because in spite of it, God, you still are good, but I'm just not feeling it. And Thanksgiving and Christmas are times like this, and birthdays and trouble on the job and trouble in your health when you're going to the doctor and trouble in your family and all these things. They are the tools of the enemy to try to pull us down and try to get us to act like, amen, God isn't good or not to focus on the goodness of the Lord. And so what we have to do is we have to dig in, amen, to the word of God. And we have to dig in and say that there's something that God is providing. God has provided us angels. God has provided us people and things that are around us for us to be able to come out of these things, to be able to talk about and give the glory to God that in spite of I've seen what God has done, I know what God can do. And so it's up to me to dig in and to hold on to God and to realize that he's given me some tools, amen, to be successful at all times. You do know the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And so in order for us to do that, to get to that place, amen, we have to know how to sing hymns and spiritual songs in the midst of the trial. In other words, in the midst of your weary day, in the midst of your down in the dumps day, in the midst of I'm not feeling it, my body has aches and pains, we've got to learn how to sing a song in the spirit to the Lord. And when you learn how to sing a song in the spirit to the Lord, what happens is the spirit man that God has given you on the inside, amen, will supersede the physical man, amen, that's on the outside. And what happens is when you can rejoice in the Lord in the spirit, man, amen, this thing will allow you to get through whatever is troubling you or bringing you down in the physical man. In other words, the spirit man, when you call on him, amen, is able to subdue and bring the physical man into the ejection of the spirit, that he would be able to allow you to be able to say, like Minister or Reverend Sykes said, I've learned that whatever situation I've been in, to be content. And in other words, you can wait out the physical because the spiritual, amen, is eternal. The record declares, amen, that we should focus on things that are not seen, because the things that are not seen are eternal, but the things that are seen are temporary. And so in your physical man, whatever you're going through, it's a temporary thing. Look at somebody say, it's a temporary thing. And when you look at somebody else and say, it's a temporary thing. Look at somebody and say, I might be going through right now, amen, in my physical body, in my job or in my family or in my school or whatever it is. But look at somebody and say, it's a temporary thing, amen. Say, but I'm going to focus on the things that are eternal, amen, which are the things that I cannot see. In other words, my faith, amen, is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly cling on Jesus' name. In other words, the spirit man on the inside, amen, will allow you to be able to get through this temporary setback. Come on, somebody. It'll allow you to be able to overcome this temporary thing that's giving you problems. The enemy will try to prop up the temporary thing, amen. He'll try to make it seem like it's a mountain, but in reality it's just a molehill. But even if the mountain comes, God has given us the ability with the grain of a mustard seed to speak to yonder's mountain and tell the mountain to be removed. Because God says if he have the faith the size of a mustard seed, amen, we'll speak to that mountain and say, mountain, you're just a temporary thing. I proclaim in the name of Jesus, amen, that you have to be removed in the name of Jesus. You have to submit to the will of God in the name of Jesus. And so when you begin to start walking around in the spirit, man, and stop walking around in the flesh, man, because the flesh, man, amen, will cry and have a pity party in a second. The flesh man, even though he has emotions, amen, he'll let his emotions carry away. We're all emotional and all of us have feelings, amen. But in the midst of our emotions and our feelings, amen, the spirit man will come in and soothe the troubled mind. The spirit man will come in and ease those emotions. The spirit man will come in and let you know it's going to be all right. But how do I get to this spirit man in the midst of my emotions, in the midst of my trials, in the midst of my not feeling like it, in the midst of my trouble? How do I get there? And so what you have to do is you have to learn to talk to yourself. If you look at the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter, you got to learn how to talk to yourself. You got to learn how to speak the word of God to yourself. Lord have mercy. Somebody said, Pastor, you gone crazy. No, you got to learn how to speak the word of God to yourself, because I guarantee you, amen, the enemy going to try to get you by yourself where there's nobody else around. Somebody said, I know that's right. Late in the midnight hour, or where you're driving down the road, or where you're on your job, or your boogum snuggums is no longer around, or there's a situation, amen, where you by yourself. And so God wants you to understand that even when you by yourself physically, come on now, you're never by yourself spiritually. Somebody need to write that down. Even though you're by yourself physically, you're never by yourself spiritually. Somebody need to say that to themselves. Even though I might be by myself, I might be by myself physically, I'm not by myself spiritually. Somebody get to give God some glory this morning. I might be by myself physically, But spiritually, I'm not by myself. God said he would never leave me nor forsake me. I'm trusting with the mustard seed faith, amen, that God is true and man is made alive. There's been times in your life, come on, somebody need to give God a hand clap of praise, amen, where you didn't know how you was going to make it, amen. But somehow, some way, amen, the Holy Spirit of God gave you the ability to look and see that Jehovah Jireh, that ram caught in the bush, to be able to say, God, my God, my God, you provided even in this situation, and you'll be able to go on a little bit further. But I'm talking about when you are looking at what God says in his word about how to deal with these things. And when you look at that the book of Ephesians and it talks about spiritual warfare in that sixth chapter, but if you go back to that fifth chapter, have mercy, and you begin to start seeing where he's talking about how to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, and read that fifth chapter when you get a chance, and it starts telling you about the manifestations of the flesh, and it starts talking about the fruit of the spirit, and it talks about walking circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, and so when you look at that fifth chapter, and I'm gonna start at verse 14. It says, wherefore he said, fifth chapter of Ephesians, verse 14, wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. In other words, we need to be woke in the Lord. And verse 15, he says, see then that you walk not circumspectly, not as fools. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. In other words, God doesn't want you to be ignorant. He doesn't want us to be unwise. He wants us to understand that there's evil in this world that doesn't want to see good for you. There's evil in this world that's going to try to come against you and everything about you and everything around you. And so God says, I don't want you to be ignorant to think that everything is just going to happen real good for you. No, there's going to take some spiritual warfare. There's going to be some stick-to-itiveness that you got to have faith to be able to overcome the attack of the enemy. He wants you to understand that God's word is true, but you got to apply the word to the situation. You got to apply God's word, God's ways, God's practice, God's thoughts to the situation in order for you to remain victorious, because he says in his word, amen, that there is days are evil. Verse 16, redeem the time because the days are evil. In other words, don't walk around like you don't understand that the days are evil. Evil is like a roaring lion going through and for the earth, seeing who he may desire. Evil is crouching at your door. So as soon as you come out the door, he's trying to create havoc in your life, to try to mess you up emotionally, try to mess you up physically, to try to mess you up in your situation in your life. But God has overcome the enemy, and he has given you the ability, the power, and the authority to be able to walk victorious no matter what the situation is or the circumstance. And so in verse 17, he says, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding the will of the Lord. Slow down. Wherefore, verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And what I'm trying to say to us, my brothers and sisters, is we have the authority, we have the power, we have the Holy Spirit, but if we don't understand that the days are evil, and we don't understand, amen, what the will of the Lord is, amen, we're taking on the enemy with the wrong tool. Let's slow down a little bit. We're taking on the enemy with the wrong tool. In other words, if anybody ever knows of a Phillips screwdriver and a slotted screwdriver, you need a Phillips screwdriver to be able to turn the screw that has a Phillips head. You need a slotted screwdriver to turn the screw of a screw that has a slot in the head. You can't take a Phillips screwdriver and turn the slot of the head on the screw, amen, you won't get anywhere. You'll get frustrated. You'll mess it up. You'll booger up the thread. You'll mess up the head because the Phillips screwdriver is not designed to turn the slotted screw. So what you need is a Phillips screwdriver to be able to turn the Phillips screw head so that whatever you want to do with that screw, you can do successfully. And so that's why he says we need to understand the will of the Lord. When you understand the will of the Lord, you understand God. You understand his power. You understand the authority he has given you. You understand the spirit man that he has given you on the inside. He understands these things. So he's saying, I want you to understand the will of the Lord. And then he says, this is what I want you to stay away from, because the enemy will get you into a situation where you begin to self-medicate. You begin to have pity parties. You begin to give up. You begin to make up all kind of excuses. You begin to start doing everything but what God's will is in your life. And so he says in verse 18, stay away from these things and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. In other words, don't self-medicate when you have a problem. Too many people in this world are self-medicating. People are dying daily from overdoses. People are getting addicted. People are turning to everything but God. The enemy will give you much alcohol or give you much drugs or give you much whatever you want, amen, to get you to think that you can solve and get away from the troubles of this world. But God says, I don't want you, amen, to be unwise. And I want you to be able to recognize the attack of the enemy. He says, but be filled with the Spirit. Lord have mercy. When you're not feeling it. When your emotions are a wreck. The folk then got on your last nerve. When you got to a point where you just feel like cussing somebody. Can we give it a real? You feel like cussing somebody out, smacking them upside the head. Lord have mercy. Don't do it. It's easy. That's what he said in the word. He says, Don't be drunk with wine where excesses of it. It's easy to get drunk. It's easy to get into your emotions. It's easy to want to go upside somebody's head. It's easy to want to do the things of the world. It's easy, but it's not of God. It's not the will of God. Amen? And so when you have that understanding that God says, be filled with the Spirit, then you have the Phillips head for the Phillips group, Lord have mercy. And when you have the Phillips head screwdriver for the Phillips screw, amen, you can turn and you can put pressure and relieve pressure in and out, amen, as you will, because you have the right tool, amen, for the job. And so when you look at verse 19, and this is where we were trying to get to now, just like those shepherds that were afraid and they were going about their business, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto them and the heavenly host appeared unto them, and they said, glory to God in the highest, peace and will unto men. They began to start praising God, and so what they taught them, amen, was that in the midst of your fear, in the midst of your emotions, in the midst of your sudden normal situation being turned upside down, turn to God, turn to his will, and give him praise. And so in verse 19, it says, speaking to yourselves, and this I was talking about a little while ago, we got to learn how to talk to ourselves, amen, with the right thing. You can't talk to yourself with the wrong thing. You got to talk to yourself. Sometimes we can talk ourselves into a worse situation than we are. And so what he says is speaking to yourselves in verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual what? Songs. And then it says singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. He said, wow, Pastor, it took you a long time to get to this. But you got to learn how to talk and sing to yourself and to the Lord. And when you learn how to talk and sing to yourself, Lord have mercy, you learn how to communicate to the Lord, amen, in song and singing, amen. And you'll learn how to get to a place where the will of God, amen, is able to sustain you, amen, in the midst of your trial and your tribulation. And so this is just a little something for us to understand about spiritual warfare, that we can get through a place, amen, where we can endure the spiritual warfare by speaking to ourselves psalms and hymns, amen, and spiritual songs, singing, amen, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I've seen it done, amen, over and over again. I've seen people that have been in bad situations. I've seen people have been in situations that they rather not be in. I've seen people, amen, and in places, amen, that they didn't want to be, but some kind of way the Spirit of God, amen, allowed them to speak the word of God and sing the word of God. And some kind of way that speaking the word of God and singing the word of God was enough for them spiritually, for them to be able to maintain and endure, amen, their temporary physical situation. Have I got a witness today? Amen. That when you begin to start thinking of the word of God, and you begin to start thinking of what God has done for you, when you begin to start thinking of that John 3:16, that he said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. When you begin to start thinking of these things that God has done in his word, amen, and you begin to start speaking them, amen, what happens is God will give you a spirit of so much joy that you'll be able to start singing the praises unto God. Even though the situation or the storm might be upon you, amen, when you begin to start thinking of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul begins to cry out hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Thank God for saving me. In other words, when you begin to start understanding, amen, that the days are evil, amen, that it's easy to get down in the dump. It's easy to be upset about a physical condition. It's easy to get into a place, amen, where you begin to start self-medicating. But when you understand, amen, that the answer, come on now, is God, amen, and the answer is right in your mouth, amen, when you begin to start speaking the word of God, when you begin to start singing God's praise, what happens is it will give you the strength to be able to endure the temporary situation. You will do know, amen, that we are all living in a temporary situation on this earth. You do understand that we're living in a temporary condition right now, in a temporary building, amen, right now. I'm not talking about a building that was made by hand. I'm talking about a temporary building that's our flesh and blood. And when we understand that God has an eternal solution for our temporary problem, what happens is we begin to be able to praise God. The psalmist in Psalm 34 said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually what? Be in my mouth. He's going to continue to speak it. He didn't say, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. I'm going to keep my mouth closed. But he said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth. In other words, we've got to learn to praise our way through our temporary situation. We got to learn to speak the word of God in the midst of our temporary situation. We got to be like the psalmist in Psalm 100 when he says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come before his presence with singing. And praise his name, because the Lord is good and greatly to be praised. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that he is God, and he has made us, and we not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. And his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. So when you begin to learn how, good God Almighty, to speak the word of God, and you begin to learn how to sing the word of God and walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, you'll begin to be able to overcome this temporary situation. The enemy is upset Because in spite of the things that you're experiencing in your emotions, in your physical body, in your physical circumstances, that you still got a praise for the Lord, that you still got joy. The songwriter said, after all the things that I've been through, I still have joy. Why? Because God's been good to me. God has made a way for me. God has made my nights turn into day. God has been with me in the midnight hour. I dare to go back and read in the book of Acts where Paul and Silas were in the bottom of a nasty jail. But at midnight, I said at midnight, because they knew that their situation on this earth was a temporary situation. And they knew of a holy and eternal God, that they could sing songs and pray and give God the praise. Somebody say, rise and shine and give God the glory. Why? Because he's worthy in the midst of my temporary situation, in the midst of my temporary setback. God is still, he's still worthy. Look at somebody and say, he's still worthy. Somebody look at somebody, say, he's still God. Look at the Hebrew boys, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. They was in a bad situation, but it was a temporary situation because they trusted in God. And if God didn't deliver them the way they wanted to be delivered, they knew that this temporary situation wasn't greater than God. And that's why, I said, that's why they could say, though you slay me, I know our God. He's able. Aren't you glad today? Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust him. The three Hebrew boys said, we will not bow down. We will not worship an unknown God. But we will trust in the Lord and let him know that even if he don't deliver us, he's able. God is still able. When you have a temporary problem, I want you to speak to that problem. I want you to sing the song. He's able. God is able. He will turn the situation around. God will deliver like nobody else can deliver. Aren't you glad today that God is? I said God is. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. He's a healer. He's a heavy load bearer. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. God is. Say, God is. He's the one that when your emotions are off the chain, your body is racked and aching with pain, your situation seems gloom and doom, that when you begin to start speaking that word of God, and when you begin to start speaking to yourself and saying, I know my God. I know him, my Redeemer lives. I know my God is the one that holds my future. I know my God knows what's best for me. And I know he said in his word that he would never leave me nor forsake me. Lord, have mercy. Lest I hold you long. Lord, have mercy. Feel like preaching this morning, but I know you got to go. Amen. But when you have learned that this world is not our home, we're living in a temporary situation and temporary dwelling. Look at somebody, I know that's right, preacher. We're in a temporary situation on this earth, living in a temporary dwelling. Amen. But because we've trusted in Jesus and he's given us his Holy Spirit and he's renewed us, regenerated us. He said he's coming back for us. He's gone coming back for us. Amen. That we would have a new house, a new building, not made by hands, but eternal in the heavens. And when you begin to start learning what the will of God is and the word of God and how to apply it to these situations, you'll be able to sing a song in the midnight hour. You'll be able to say, weeping may. The enemy don't like you this morning. Weeping may endure for a night, just a temporary situation. But I know the joy, come on now, is going to come in the morning. Isaiah said, "Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not known? The everlasting God." Amen. Neither faint nor sleep. He said, even the youth shall faint and utterly be tired. But they that wait upon the Lord. See, that's the thing. The Spirit will allow you to wait upon the Lord. And he'll renew your strength. He said, they shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The temporary situation. Amen. The Spirit is the answer. The hymns, the spiritual song are the answer for the temporary situation. So what is the title of the sermon? He said, Pastor, you need to get a title of the sermon. Amen. Amen. It'll be the ability to get through the temporary situation. The ability to be able to get through the temporary situation. Whatever the enemy tries to throw, it's just temporary. Because see, this world and this spirit of Antichrist and death and hell, they're going to be thrown into the lake of fire. They can be done with, destroyed. You've already got that victory. So we're just going through, amen, some temporary setbacks, some temporary aches and pains, some temporary stresses, amen? But the Spirit of God, the will of God, the Word of God, the songs of God will give us the ability to get through, amen, this temporary situation. So enjoy yourself this holiday season. Enjoy yourself this holy season. Enjoy this time of year. Think about all the good things that God has allowed us to experience and what he's allowing us to go through. Don't focus on those negative things. The enemy is evil and he's trying to bring you down and not give God glory. But be like those angels that those shepherds experienced. They gave God glory. They gave God praise. Look at the examples of what they did, and it helped to ease their fears, and that's what we want you to do, is don't get caught up and don't get down, but stay speaking to yourself, amen, in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Don't self-medicate. Don't get to a place where you're trying to take care of this thing, to forget about this thing, but understand, amen, God is the one, amen, that will give you the ability to make it through those temporary things, temporary challenges, setbacks, until, amen, the permanent solution, resolution, amen, comes, amen. And God knows exactly what you need. He is still Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and he will provide and will give us everything we need till that one day where he cracks the sky. And those that are the dead in Christ will rise first, and those that are, of us that remain will be caught up to meet him in the end. And my brothers and sisters, we need to hold on, understand his will, do his will, speak his word, sing his word, amen, until that day comes, amen. I know we all live in the flesh, amen. All of us have our moments. Somebody say, I know that's right. But God will give you the ability to get through that moment, amen, with his spirit and with his word, and understand that will and that wisdom, amen, you'll be able to endure. Is that all right this morning? Amen. I want you to enjoy yourself, enjoy each other, love each other. Keep talking about the goodness of the Lord. Keep speaking to yourself about the goodness of the Lord. Keep telling others that are going through, amen, that in spite of this temporary situation, amen, God will give you the ability through the power of his spirit to hold on, amen, until his ultimate will be done. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Didn't mean to keep you that long. Amen. But I want you to be encouraged. I want you to have joy, the joy of the Lord, and to be your strength this season and all season and always. Amen. Because God has given it to us for our ability to survive and deal with the spiritual warfare during these evil days that the word outlined. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for the songs and the hymns that you blessed us with, God. We thank you, God, that in the midst of our temporary situations, God, you've given us the ability to speak to ourselves and hymns and songs and spiritual songs and to be wise in this world, even in the midst of the evil and perverse things that are going on. God, we know that you are still in control. And so, God, as we go through the rest of this year, give us a spirit of praise. Help us to not walk in fear, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, power in a sound mind. So help us, oh God, to surrender our will over to your will, to rely on the Holy Spirit that you've given us, to continue to encourage each other and love each other, knowing, God, that you have all power and you've given us the ability to overcome, amen, through the power of the Spirit because of the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, on Calvary's cross. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them. In Jesus' name. God bless you.